Hey y'all, my name is Maddox Linder. I'm a senior at Highland Park High School, and I'm honored to get to share a part of my story of faith with y'all tonight. Despite being raised in a Christian home with two godly parents and going to Watermark every Sunday, I took advantage of my faith for a long time. What I mean by this is that I claimed to know God and accepted his free gift of eternal life, but I failed to understand the weight of my sin and the depths of his love and mercy. I took God's gift for granted without realizing that a real relationship with him should produce radical change in my life. This pattern of empty faith continued through all of middle school and early high school, and I had no desire to change. Thankfully, God had faithful people pouring into me the entire time, whether it be through Watermark student ministries, small groups, or mission trips. Although I didn't know it at the time, God was preparing the way ahead for me, planting seeds in my heart that would grow over time. I didn't know how much my faith would be tested in high school, but as soon as freshman year hit, I looked around and got a glimpse of how broken and sinful our world is. Watching people full of pain turn to all kinds of sin and laughing it off without conviction made me very uncomfortable. Surely there was a better way to live. Those seeds God had planted in my heart began to take root, and for the first time in my life, I made the choice that I would really try to pursue Christ. Through freshman and sophomore year, I learned that having an identity in Christ meant I would be living a drastically different life from the rest of the crowd, but I still wasn't well equipped to handle the challenges life would throw at me. I started to read my Bible more, mainly through Watermark's Join the Journey program, and I began to learn what God's truth was really all about. 2 Timothy 3:16 says this, "All scripture is inspired by God and profitable for teaching, for reproof, for correction, and for training in righteousness." The Bible isn't just a book full of rules to follow. It's a perfect illustration of God's love for us, encouraging us to live faithfully in response to the sin of the world. It wasn't until I made a commitment to get in the Word every day that I began to see the real change in my life. I've been in your shoes, so I know how many uncertainties are in your life right now. I've tried to find identity in grades, girls, social status, you name it. But I'm here to tell you it's just not worth it. Jeremiah 29:11 says, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, but to give you a hope and a future." Knowing that God has a plan for me is like a light at the end of the tunnel. And no matter what I face in life, I can remind myself of God's sovereignty and control. I pray that you would find this hope and this light that God has for you, and that instead of taking advantage of God's gift like I did for so long, you would be intentional with your faith and be a light to others in your school. Thank you for letting me share.